Good morning and happy new year, day 9. We are in the 9th day of 2023. How you doing? So I should let you know the time is now about 2:15 a.m. And I'm just always amazed. I feel like God wakes me up in the early mornings to spend time with him. I have to admit, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But the times I do feel like I receive a word from him. And the times I don't, I still feel empty and I still feel hungry. Because I know he is wanting my attention. And sometimes I just want my sleep. But I think what I'm dealing with at this particular moment is, I said today is November 9th, which is 1 month from my 53rd birthday. And I think in thinking about that, I'm grateful for my life, but it does bring about a little bit of sadness. And the reason I say that is because I often wonder, like, God, did you forget about me? Like, I never got married. I never had children. Just a lot of things have not happened for me at this point. And you almost feel, I can't say you, I said me. I almost feel like I want to give up. I feel like, you know, what's the use now? Like, you know, I wanted to get married to have kids. I wanted to get married to so I could have sex without being in sin, if I'm going to keep it real. But man, I'm telling you, this has been a challenging journey, but I'm grateful that God has allowed me to remain single because I had so much work that I had to do. There were some hurts and some heartaches and some heartbreaks that I had to heal from. Some situations even and trauma from my childhood that I had to heal from. So I get it. And I understand that God would not send me his best if I wasn't my best. But I thank God now that I'm at that place where my heart, for the most part, is healed. I still have to work on not being so defensive and not thinking that every person is out to get me. I know that's not the case. But I thank God for his spirit of discernment that I'm able to kind of, not even kind of, but I'm able to sense people's energies and people's spirits. And I'm able to decipher and determine who's good for me and who's not. So I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful that I didn't get married, or God didn't allow me to get married to the persons who I thought I wanted. Oh my God. I'm just grateful for this season of singleness. But I have to be honest, I don't want to live another 5, 10, 15 years alone. I don't want to live another year alone. And yes, God, I know that I have you and you're ever present. But God, I want companionship. I'm not desperate for it, but I certainly am longing for it. And so I just want to say to those of you who may be in the same situation, just to continue to trust God and pray and wait. I truly believe that when it comes, it's going to sweep me off of my feet. And all the things that I thought that I had lost, or the things that even I have not experienced, it's just going to all come like a flood. And I'm going to be so overwhelmed with joy and peace and love. And I'll come back to you and I'll share that with you. And I'll say, look at what God has done. He has done great things. I do trust God. I do trust God for my mate, for the man that he has specifically designed for me. And I just pray that as he continues to groom and prune me and make me ready for my king, that I'll just know that the time will come. And I do believe I'm so much closer to it than I am not. So this is on my heart. It's so funny. When I go to bed at night, I make little videos, little voice recordings to my husband that I'll play back to him over the years of the conversation that I had with him before he came into the picture. You know, I'll record conversations that I have when I walk on the door and say, "Bae, hey, bae, I'm home." "Oh, come here, boy." I look forward to that. And yes, I am getting older, but I'm also getting wiser and I'm getting better. And I just want to be able to share this part of my life with my husband. God, I trust you. My hope is in you. I believe that you have a good thing for me. I know that your word says that he that finds a wife finds favor and a good thing. So God, I consider myself to be the good thing. I thank you for polishing me up, and I thank you for allowing me to believe and trust and hope again. And so for anyone that's listening that may have the same desires, male or female, I just pray that you continue to trust God, that you do whatever you need to do to draw closer to him, that you do whatever you need to do to get you closer to that person that you believe that he has created and designed specifically for you. We're not talking about perfectionism. We're talking about the person that God has specifically designed for you. And so I'm making this for you, but I'm also making it for me as well, because I need the reminder that God has not forgotten about me. God loves me, but God wants me to be my absolute best. And if I'm being honest with myself, I cannot say that I've been my absolute best. I want to be my absolute best for him. I want to be my absolute best for me. And I definitely want to be my absolute best for my husband. So God, thank you that this year, 2023, that you have prepared my mind and my heart for my husband, that you will allow me to make the necessary changes that I need to make in order to prepare myself to be a bride. So for that, I thank you. I trust you. Again, today is January the 9th, 2023. I cannot wait to play back this message and share with the people maybe 3 months, 6 months, 1 year from now. But I know that my King is on the way. So to him, I say, I've been waiting for you. I love you. God bless. Well, it's another early morning for me. And so I have been thinking about putting this podcast together. And the title of this one is called No Ma'am, No Mo. Mm-mm. No Ma'am, No Mo. What does that mean? I'm talking to those of you who have experienced situations in your life where you know that you have not played up or leveled up into the position that you know that God has called you to, right? And you've kind of tiptoed or tap danced around. You have allowed yourself to play small. You've allowed yourself to play victim. You have just not done what you know that you needed to be your true authentic self. And so where does No Ma'am, No More come from? For me, it is accumulation of my experiences that I realized for me that I didn't have the guts to stand up for myself. And as a result of it, I found myself being walked on, being walked over time and time again. A lot of that comes from the people pleaser in me, you know, wanting to make sure that I keep my relationships intact, that I don't offend anybody, that, you know, I'm being humble. Humble doesn't mean being a doormat, right? So that's why for me, I say, no, ma'am, no more. I'm not going to fake the funk when it comes to me having to speak my mind and to stand up for what I believe in. So, you know, this book that I have been working on for a year, the title of my book is entitled Stand Up in Confidence and Communicate with Clarity. And I chose that title because I realize that even you might see me on the stage and I might be in comedic mode and I'm laughing and smiling. And most of the time, I'm generally a very happy person. But then there are those times where I realize when I'm not standing up for myself and I'm not communicating with clarity. And I'm realizing, no, ma'am, I can't do that no more. I cannot, I will not, and I won't. So I want to just put this out there to you, to ask you, what is it that you're saying, no, ma'am, no more to in 2023 and beyond? What situations have you experienced that made you realize, no, ma'am, I will no longer deal with this particular situation? Even if it's something that is regarding your own self, your own personal struggle, are you going to take charge and power up and say, no, ma'am, no more? Are you going to say, no, ma'am, no more to the relationships that don't serve you? To the career path that you've chosen that doesn't honor you, to your family members who you have been people pleasing and not wanting to offend? Who are you gonna say, or what are you gonna say, no ma'am, no more to? Maybe it's your child that you've been supporting even as a grown adult, and you realize it's time to not stop loving them, but to cut them off, maybe financially, to let them stand on their own 2 feet. No, ma'am, no more. You cannot live their lives for them anymore. No, ma'am. And this podcast, this message is not to create negativity, but it's to free those of you who, like myself, have dealt with situations far too long. It may cause you to really end up losing people. You may find yourself in isolation. You might find yourself being separated. Sometimes I believe that's God's will for you. I know that has been a part of my experience. I did not understand, like, God, where is everybody? But I had to give thanks in the end when he showed it to me, and that he separated me so that I could hear his voice. And I'm telling you, when I heard it, it was as plain as day. And that's where no ma'am, no more came from. Even like one of the things I've been challenged by is my weight. I'm not obesely overweight, but my health, I've got some things that I've got to take a pill or two here or there, keep my blood pressure stable, keep my blood sugar stable, you know. But you know, even with that, no ma'am, no more. I'm not going to go out of 2023 on those meds. So I've got to take advantage of all the things that are around me. I've got to get all the things that are around me that are going to help me to lose weight. And when I say that, I mean the little fitness center that I have upstairs in my office. There's no excuse for me not taking 15, 20 minutes a day, even if it starts with 5 minutes a day. No, ma'am, no more. I can no longer allow myself to just skadoodle around that. No, I've got to get serious about it. I want to know, what are you saying, no ma'am, no more to? Is it excessive spending? Is it overeating? Is it a relationship or relationships that you've been sailing on far too long that you know you need to get off? You need to dock, baby. I just can't believe I used the word baby. I never use the word baby unless I'm talking about a baby. But anyway, you understand what I'm saying. So anyway, I just wanted to come to you with that this morning, and I just wanted to find out, what are you saying, no ma'am, no more to? You don't even have to say it out loud. I'd love to talk with you. I'd love to find out what your journey has been and what's going to make you say, no ma'am, no more. This is your girl, comedian Christina Elevation Wilson, a.k.a. comedian Ella the Speller, the phenomenal storyteller. Who are you saying no ma'am, no more to? What are you saying no ma'am, no more to? I want to see you get free. Live your life to the full. Live out loud. Live free and unapologetically. You deserve it. Ciao.